to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer, one bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life. And I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Well, the Carnarvon Wagon's been out all day.
It has. What a day it has been.
And it's a scary thing that the Carnarvon Wagon is out all day. I just took my first sip of White Claw. Kevin.
All of a sudden, a backwards visor appeared on Roe's head.
Isn't that weird?
And he started shouting this
bro.
Frat letters out. Yeah.
He's rocking the look.
Bro!
Head to the playpen later.
All right. We have got Bill Hazel here, Mr. No Sauce at All. He's a grill master. Mm-hmm. He's got a food truck. He's a veteran. One of the first food truck guys, right, Bill?
Yes, sir.
When did you start?
Well, we've been at it now for 10 years, but rolling around for five.
Wow. And I want to just say that I'm not even sure what I just had, but I just had the best. Is this pulled pork? Is that what you said that
was? That is pulled pork. You had some brisket. You had some of the wings and mac and cheese.
This is some of the best barbecue I've ever had. And that pulled pork is the best pulled pork I've ever had.
Thank you. By far.
And I am not making
that
up.
That's saying something.
Because
you eat. You like to eat.
I eat. You know, I'm not eat. Do I eat? Could you eat? I could eat. Be real nice. We eat. We'll
I don't
real
see
nice.
You doing the meatless stuff. I see you doing the meat.
Yeah, no, we're going to eat. What?
And when you eat, you eat meat.
Who the hell? What? Anyway, this is spectacular. And you don't have a bricks and mortar restaurant, right?
No, sir. We're just mobile right now. We're still got our fillers out to see where we want to go, what we want to do. Oh, do we want to stay mobile?
And you got one truck.
One truck.
How do you handle all that?
Well, it's a big undertaking, but we seem to pull it off.
He's got a secret here.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
He's not telling you.
I get it.
Why would he tell you? It's like telling you what's in his barbecue sauce, like how to make it. Like he's going to do that.
Right.
Well, listen, if I tell that secret, I can't go home.
Oh, wait, I got to talk about the barbecue sauce.
Yes.
Because it's delish.
Oh, and the hot. Mm. Now, I want to say something about the hot, because the hot is not the crazy insanity hot. It's the perfect kind of, you can survive it hot, and you can eat it all night long.
Yeah, I call it kid-friendly.
Very.
It's kid-friendly.
Good way to put
very.
It.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, if you want to heat it up, there's every over-the-counter remedy for that.
Yeah,
if you
can always dial it up.
Yeah. But
absolutely.
This is, and I do that sometimes if I want to, to go.
Doctor it up a little bit.
Yeah, and you get the crazy ghost pepper sauce and crap like that. But the this is so, whose recipe is this?
All right. So the story behind the 2 a.m. barbecue sauce is one evening my wife got in the kitchen. Well, let's go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I
got married. We walked down the aisle. No, we're known as Mr. No Sauce at All because the way we prepare our food, you really don't need the sauce.
It's
if you do
true.
It right, you don't need sauce.
Okay.
Right. But because you live in Chicago, you live in the Midwest, everybody wants a sauce. Mm-hmm. So she got in the kitchen one day and she started maybe about 5 in the evening. And she was just plowing away at different recipes, something that would marry well with our flavor profile or the way we prepare our food.
Has it got some smoke?
Yeah.
Let's just talk a little bit about what the flavor profile. I've noticed it in everything. You got a little blackened, you got some smoke, you got but you're letting the meat, because it looks like the food quality is excellent.
Thank you.
Because the meat is selling. It's not like it's you're not doctoring it to try to cover something.
It's a finish.
Yeah.
It's just a compliment to the dish. Kind of like wine would be
right
to the dish, or a good beer for barbecue. You choose the right beer, it's a compliment to the dish. But the end part of the story was at about 2 a.m, she hit the nail on the head, and
you just knew you had it.
We knew that was it, and we were trying to figure out a name for the sauce, and we had a nephew there, and he says, let's call it 2 a.m. because it's 2 in the morning. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. And it's stuck. So it's Bill's Grill 2 a.m.
Like it.
When there you go. You can buy that in the stores, right?
You can buy that at your local Whole Foods.
Wow.
And if you don't see it on the shelf, you make sure you go to the store manager and have them to order it.
Ask for, what's it just called, 2 a.m.?
Bill's Grill 2 a.m.
Bill's Grill 2 a.m.
Shout out to my wife. She's listening. And part of the how we do it is she's at the shop preparing for us to roll out tomorrow to a festival. Hi, honey. Hope you can hear
me. Let me ask you something. Does your wife like to grill, or is she more the sauce person? Because my husband doesn't let me near the grill.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She does not like to grill.
Smoky?
Yeah. She's that's her number one complaint. Yeah. It's too smoky.
You come home smelling like it forever?
Yeah. I just got my hair
done. It gets in your hair. Right? That is true. I will say that. I do agree with that.
I got to smell like smoke, but she's a champ. She'll get in there because, you know, we have to do it. But if it's her personal choice, just put me in the side. Let me do the sides, do the sauces, make it all nice and pretty and taste delicious to the end. And that's what she's great at.
So people want to find your truck. It's Bill's Grill Mobile BBQ. Bill's Grill Mobile BBQ.com.
.com.
And if you want to, first of all, has this been your whole life?
No.
I got a sense that this is a part two.
This is definitely a part two. So how barbecue came about, I was a truck driver for well over 20 years. So when I would come home on the weekends.
Over the road.
Being so stressed out, I would just, it didn't matter the weather, if it was cold out or what have you, I would barbecue as a way to just unwind. Yeah, and when I first started, I burned everything. I burned everything, and then I started doing my research on how to get it right.
Yeah, because it's tricky.
It's tricky.
Gotta go slow.
Yeah, and over time, I got better. And then family and friends will say, hey, that tastes good. Can you do my such and such event? Can you do this event? And it grew.
I'm tasting charcoal here. Are you using charcoal?
I use a little charcoal, but this
just to get the charcoal flavor into the meat?
Yes. Okay. But we use premium woods. I got a guy by the name of Martin. He gives me the best wood ever. I get cherry, hickory, and maple.
I can taste all of that in there, and that's what really sells it. I mean, that's the key.
Low and slow.
Yeah, right. I mean, this could, like, how long does a brisket take you?
15 hours.
Ooh. 15 hours.
Oh,
15 hours.
And you got to tend that fire the whole time.
Well,
you got a guy?
I got a guy.
Okay, good.
I got a guy. Yeah. So the saying is if you're chilling, you're grilling. If you're looking, you're not cooking.
Oh.
See, when I get barbecue, I always get brisket, because if it's good brisket, everything else will be good, because brisket's the most difficult thing to smoke. And you nail it. Yours is, because if you go too short, you're eating a leather shoe. If you go too long, it's completely dried out. Yes, so sir. It's like a complete science with the brisket. So you knocked it out of the park.
That's the best barbecue brisket I've ever had.
Perfect. Not dried out or anything. Yes,
do you ever do competitions? Sounds like you got something here.
I would love to do competitions.
Let's go down to Texas and teach those people for.
I always put mine up against anybody who's come from Texas and has said this will hold up against the best Texas brisket ever.
Yeah. I like what's going on here.
I do too.
All right. Now, so how long have you been doing this then? So, 10 years total?
Yeah, a total of 10 years.
Wow, God, you've come a long way in 10 years.
Thank you.
And you don't drive anymore either?
I don't drive over the road anymore, but we're still in the food truck, so I get my little fill of the road in that truck.
I gotta tell you, when you drive by in that food truck, I bet people smell that sauce and they come running right to you.
It's like an ice cream truck for grown-ups.
Or even your brisket. It's just, I mean, it's gotta be like the smell is so amazing.
Thank you. When we pull up, most of the time we don't get the window open before there's a line.
Like people don't even know they're hungry and then they smell that.
Yeah. Yeah. You drive by and you go and they get a whiff and then you park and there they are.
Are you out 7 days a week?
It's sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, like summer, it's probably.
Summertime, that's it in this in the Midwest. You don't get that long. You get a good about 5 months, basically.
Are you able to, there were a lot of restrictions on food trucks, but I know they've sort of relaxed some of them. Are you able to find enough spots, or where can people find you if they want to taste what you have?
So the best way to get us is to either send us an email at Bill's Grill at gmail.com, and that's Bill with a Z, BILLZGRILL at gmail.com.
Bill's Grill.
Yeah, send us an email. Primarily, what we've done, because of some of the restrictions, we're not primarily downtown, we're around town.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes it a little bit easier, because to get downtown, if you're not down here for work, it's kind of hard to come find us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're primarily around town at events. Like tomorrow, we're at a great event for the laborers. It's called Eddie's Fest. And this has been going on now for about 4 years, 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Where is it at?
It's at Calumet Park, 9801 South Avenue G.
Oh.
And these are
down all the alphabets. We're talking a lot about the alphabets now.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. It's
so how much meat are you going through? If you do go to a fest or something like this, how much brisket and pork are you moving out of the truck?
At least about a good 800 pounds of meat.
Oh.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
There's like three animals in there. Is what that is.
Easily.
Top seller? Your brisket?
Top seller is the brisket and the pineapple boat.
Okay, we didn't even get to your sides, because what do you do with the pineapple? It's like a cinnamon something that's just incredible.
Well, I can't tell all of it. I can't go home if I let.
I understand.
Well, you're not getting out of here without telling us, so don't worry about it. No, you don't have to tell us on the air, because I know. Yeah.
But explain what it is. It's like a cinnamon pineapple.
It's grilled.
It's grilled. It's a cinnamon something pineapple.
Okay.
All right. Hmm. Yeah. So, and then you caramelize that. Right.
So do you smoke the pineapple?
No, you don't have to, because the flavors in the
grilled pineapple
and the cinnamons and things like that kind of give it its own.
And just cooking it, you're just regular oven kind of cooking.
Yeah, you could almost make a pie from it if you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
You know, you put a little scoop of ice cream on top.
I've already had two plates of that pork. I've probably eaten 5 pounds of pork by myself already.
I saw you.
He saw me. He was talking to me. I wasn't hearing anything he was saying.
I told him to go in easy, but he's heavy.
Slow down, Kevin.
Yeah, he's heavy handed.
I'm going to follow this food truck around. I am what I'm going to do is because this is the insane barbecue, and it's done in a very. Chicago's got a great barbecue tradition.
They do.
Right?
Yeah.
I know everybody wants to talk about Tennessee. Everybody wants to talk about Mississippi. They want to talk about Texas.
Carolinas.
But Carolinas, they do a lot of vinegar-based stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Very, very tangy. Very wet. Everything is wet.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, Chicago is sort of that Tennessee style and you know, Missouri style. This is the... I just cannot begin... Because what you've done here with the smoke and the grill in the woods... What you've done to make this, just the meat come alive, is absolutely crazy.
That's your wife. It's
people calling them already. Where are you at, Bill?
They found us, and they're calling us while we're on air.
I thought we were doing a telethon there for a moment.
They want that barbecue now. You said this the best. That Bill's Grill line is ringing as we speak, man. You don't understand. You done did something, man. I won't be able to go home now. I got to go to work. Yeah. I got to go to work. Thanks.
Yeah. We're going to have to get you. We're going to have to do a brick and mortar thing, dude, because it's just crazy. I know. There's all kinds of trouble with that, but this is a great thing to do. All right. So if you want to check this out tomorrow. I would see if I have. I don't think I even have this on where you're going to be tomorrow. What'd you say again?
It's 9801 South Avenue G. It's Calumet Park.
Okay.
And you also do. You give back to the community in a big way. You won't say this yourself, but you give back in Englewood.
Yes, I'm originally from Englewood. I'm I don't have too much shame to say I'm a tax refugee now, but because we're in Indiana. But I'm a native Chicagoan.
Yep.
And. We just finished up a great event with iGrow Chicago and the Chicago Bears. They are really revitalizing the Inglewood community. It's a beautiful thing. So if you guys get a chance,
mm-hmm.
take a drive through, look at some of the gardens that they're doing, some of the homes that they're redoing.
Oh, God. The real estate in Inglewood.
Oh, yeah.
People, I mean, that's the thing. Inglewood, obviously, you know, it's got a very dangerous reputation, but it's pacifying from sort of all different directions, certainly from the east, right?
Yes.
And it is, and there's such beautiful gray stones.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And almost like castles. There's a church in Englewood right off the Dan Ryan that is one of the most beautiful churches I've ever seen. They're just going to start renovating that.
Yeah, renovating it, yeah.
That, I mean, it is, it can be a real estate, you know how... It's interesting how we saw the entire Bronzeville thing work, mm-hmm, and then, of course, mm-hmm. Hyde Park is very, very nice. But you know, Englewood's the next one over, right? Really next one west. And that, and there might be some real development in there before the middle of the next decade.
So. I think so. You know, with the old, like you said, the old brownstones, they got I grew up in a nice bungalow, so I've always been a bungalow lover.
Yeah.
And those homes are just rock solid. And the just how they revitalize it. And so I've done some work with those guys, and I just brought the truck out and fed the community. I'm looking to go do it again.
Nice.
It makes me feel good that that community is getting some much needed good attention.
Yeah,
you know,
love.
It's got enough attention, but it wasn't always the good attention.
No, very rarely.
Yeah,
ever since The Devil in the White City, actually, where the guy was killing the people in the hotel.
Right. You're right.
And that's 130 years ago already. Right. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. Go see. I'm telling you, go down if you want to go down to the Alphabets tomorrow. You're on the southern suburbs of the South Side.
Yeah.
You can go to Calumet Park.
Calumet Park. It's a free event. Come on out.
What's it called? Eddie's what?
Eddie's Fest.
Eddie's Fest.
Yeah.
Who's Eddie?
Eddie is the guy who started it.
There's a lot of guys named Eddie down there.
Yeah,
so I don't know what
Eddie's the guy who started some years ago.
Who's asking?
Yeah.
Really, the question.
Yeah.
So go see Bill Hazel.
This is Chicago. You don't ask too many questions.
Yeah, right, exactly. Why?
No,
on that side of town. You might not.
Mr. No Sauce at All, as he's known, and Bill's Grill Mobile BBQ.com.
Yes.
BILLS, grillmobile.com.
Yes.
RealMobileBBQ.com. Just look it up. It's sometimes you just Google it and it just pops right up.
Yeah, now, you can Google Mr. No Sauce at All and it'll pop up. How about that?
Oh, that's
even
easy. Better.
That's even easier.
Yeah, we're going to do that. I'm telling you, people, this is going to knock your socks off. And if you see this food truck somewhere, you got to get something. Get stuff to bring home for dinner and the whole family will go crazy. Now, we're going to hold him hostage so he tells us exactly what is in everything before we get started.
Right.
Vertical Horizon has come all the way here from Southern California to entertain us. And we are going to be joining them in just a few minutes. But first, let's find out from Mr. Jennings what's happening in the newsroom at the bottom of the hour.